Governor McDonald began his speech with kind words for his two-time former rival, Senator Cree Deeds, who returned to work yesterday after surviving a life-threatening attack in November by his mentally ill son, who took his own life shortly thereafter.
Welcome back, Cree. We love you.
The governor listed a host of achievements, most notably last year's billion-dollar transportation funding bill.
The gas tax was only raising 46% of what it had in 1986, but the cost of asphalt was up 350%. We had a math problem. Traffic in Northern Virginia had become the worst in the country. Hampton Roads 20th, Richmond 60th. Virginians were wasting gas, late for work, hitting a lot of potholes. But now, thanks to the work that you did last session, our transportation system will receive over $6 billion in new funding over the next 6 years alone, with an estimated annual economic impact of $9.5 billion and the creation of 13,000 new jobs. Virginia families and businesses finally got the infrastructure funding that should sustain us for generations.
McDonald praised legislators for helping him to limit the size and scope of government.
You remember we came into the office with a record budget shortfall totaling $6 billion. And now we leave office having posted four straight budget surpluses totaling a Virginia record of $2 billion. We've reduced the number of non-higher education state employees by approximately 2,000. And we've eliminated or consolidated 36 boards and commissions and 9 state agencies. So your Virginia government is now efficient and lean and doing more with less.
The governor spoke proudly of the results of the hard work his administration put into growing the market for Virginia's exports.
Just the past few years, I've completed 9 international trade missions. And we've opened agricultural trade offices now in India, in China, in Great Britain, Russia, Mexico, Costa Rica. Last year, agricultural and forest product exports reached the all-time record high at $2.61 billion from Virginia, but there's a lot more to be done. In Beijing right now, they're drinking Virginia wine. In Moscow, they're eating Virginia beef. And in Tokyo, they're talking about Virginia natto soybeans, I know.
Governor McDonald discussed the merits of the recently created Opportunity Education Institution, the statewide school board with the authority to manage and turn around failing schools. The controversial school takeover law is facing a legal challenge and is not popular with Governor-elect Terry McAuliffe. But McDonald told lawmakers to give it a chance.
This is the civil rights issue of our time. In the 8th most prosperous state in the nation, how can we tolerate a single child going to a failing school in Virginia? So as I leave office, I implore you, let OEI demonstrate that it will help those non-performing schools in Petersburg and Norfolk and Alexandria and other places that might come online. Knowing that some children aren't getting the same education as other kids just one school district away is just not right.
Finally, McDonald apologized for his role in the Giftgate scandal.
I've prayed fervently over the last months that the collective good that we have done would not be obscured by this ordeal. So tonight, I say to all of you and to all Virginians, that I am deeply sorry for the problems and the pain that I've caused for you during this past year.
Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.